And both Han and Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, and I'm talking to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Sierra Golf Juliet, about the forthcoming KP5 Desert Geo expedition. What is the latest news?
The latest news is that some of us leave today. I leave in just a few hours to head to Minneapolis, and tomorrow morning catch an early flight to San Juan, Puerto Rico. All of the team will be assembled by tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday morning we have our unexploded ordnance training that's required by the Fish and Wildlife Service before we can set foot on Desert Geo. So us and the team of researchers that are doing research and restoration are going to be going through our unexploded ordnance training on Sunday morning, and then we head to the west coast of Puerto Rico, a little town called Rincon, which is the closest landfall there is to Desert Geo, and from there we start staging our equipment. All of our equipment has arrived safely. Everything is safe in storage, and the only thing we have to do this week is to literally, after our, we have about 2 days of team meetings to work on deployment, putting together teams and pre-assemble some of our antennas, and then buy our groceries, and then we're off to Desert Geo on very, very early on Thursday morning. So hopefully by evening time, we'll have several stations on the air and start working DX, and that's what our primary goal is. Our team is so excited, and we just can't wait to get started. So everything has been in storage and is ready to go. So basically, we just have to buy our groceries and leave.
It will be an all-American team. Who will be on the ticket?
We have all North Americans, all, I guess, we're all U.S. except for two, VE7CT and VA70X are the two Canadians that will be on our team, but K4UEE, K0IR, W0NB, W8OI, K5AND, N4NX, W6IZT, several well-known contesters and DXers. For some, it's their first DX expedition, but somebody's got to start sometime, you know, DXing. So there's some younger guys, too, that are going to be on the crew, and it'll be fun to see them start working DX as a DX station. Our goal is to have eight stations plus 6 meters on the air, and we have some very good antenna sites that have a clear shot to Europe, so we won't be having a mountain between us.
You mentioned repeatedly that the budget will be very strained and that you will still need contributions.
Yes, our expenses are fairly high. They're higher than we thought for this trip, so we still can use some contributions. Northern California DX Foundation can take contributions and direct them to us. And from our website, there's a tab, how can you help on the www.kp5.us website.
Okay, so let's hope that a lot of people will help you getting this expedition to a good end, and we, of course, keep our fingers crossed for luck and looking forward to meet you again right there from KP5 Desert Geo. I was talking to Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Sierra Golf Juliet. I'm Wolf Harant, Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie.